The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Tom.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 13th day of May. And tonight, this is Pledge Week. So, Aaron is in here in the studio. Tell him what you're going to say, Aaron.
888-677-9673 and 888-281-1110.
Took me a week to train him up for this, but we got it done. He's got it done right now. Okay. For a few days, we could only get to the 8882, but now we got the whole number. Okay. Speaking of numbers, there's three back there. Pastor's mighty man, Eric and Frank and Randy, they're in the back. Manny knows telephones. And then we got Killer Kenny.
Good evening, Pastor.
There you go, man. You hear that? He's ready to roll. He never knows what's going to happen on this radio program. So there you go. He's ready to roll. And the phone lines are ringing again. Do your thing, Aaron.
888. 677-9673 888-281-1110.
He does that so well.
Yes, he does.
All right, you hear that? You hear the squeak? Okay. That's Studio Marm, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, get out of here. Go on. There you go. She's fluttering around here. She's fluttering around here, Little Lisa. All right. We're going to get right into it tonight because we have one more way out yonder in the storm. There's a storm out in Missouri. And out in the midst of that storm, there's the legend. In fact, we might call him Stormy Weather. Pastor Joe.
The infamous, highly unpaid professional assistant is hunkering down, hiding from the weather, but ready to go to work.
All right. Well, we got a lot to cover tonight, so we're going to get right into it. And do you remember the title of the message?
Three wives and mothers of six great husbands and sons.
All righty. We're going to get right into that, but first we want to give that number out. This is Pledge Week, folks, and we have, this week we're going to go with one of the most popular gift that we send out to people that donate, and that's the Little Red Book. The Little Red Book, folks, is one that is so helpful, and I'm going to tell you what an idea thing to send people for Christmas. There's many people that have, it's hard to buy for. There are a lot of people that have everything, and they're hard to buy for. So, But that little red book, once they get that little red book and they start looking through it, and they realize, you know what, I can find out this, I can find out, all of a sudden, they decided they want to get into the Bible. And what do you think, Joe?
I think it's a great idea. I do. I have one. I use it all the time.
All right. Yeah, I do too. And so, and I mean, listen, after 50 years, I'll tell you, even though, you know, you've gone through this, the Bible from top to bottom, from cover to cover, you know, when you get your age, Joe, the memory's not as good as it used to be, is it?
No, it isn't. And not only am I getting older, I've had my brain scrambled a couple of times, and often I can remember the scripture, but not the chapter verse.
Yes, I got to admit, I'm the same way. And so that book is really a godsend. It really is.
Joe, I heard you took fire to your head and then still landed the helicopter. Is this true?
Yep. Well, no, I didn't land it. I flew it for a while.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I would like to hear that whole story.
It was it wasn't a lot of fun. I missed dinner and everything that day.
All right, very good. All right, we have Lisa has pledged 125. Wendy has pledged 450. Bob in New York has pledged 500. And Deacon John just pledged 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. Let's get into the scripture. I'm going to start with, let's just take a couple verses at a time, Joe.
All right.
Go ahead, read verses 1 and 2.
We're starting in chapter 31 of Proverbs.
That's correct.
The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what, the son of my womb, and what, the son of my vows?
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Why is it that this is the only place in Scripture that King Lemuel is mentioned here? And there's no history of King Lemuel.
No, there isn't. And there's no mention that he was a king of Israel. And so I don't know if it was a woman who thought she would have a son that would become king, or if she had a son, this is what she
Well, let me tell you what, let me tell you. The reason is that the King Lemuel, actually, his real name was Solomon. And his that mother that he's referring to is a woman named Bathsheba.
Sheba.
Now, Bathsheba here, she didn't start out real good. She came from a very, very godly family, and she was married to a very righteous, honorable man. In fact, he was King David. Uriah was King David's most loyal of his mighty men. He was one of the most loyal of the mighty men, and she was a beautiful woman, and when Israel had gone off to battle, King David decided to stay home. It was a mistake. He should have been out with his men, but he stayed home.
Right, he stayed home, and he was looking at things he shouldn't have looked at.
Well, you see, the thing of it is, Bathsheba knew, she was very well aware that the king could look upon and see her, and she went out, and she was nude, and took her bath right out there in his presence where he could look down and see her doing that.
She was being enticing on purpose.
That's right. And so,
but he should have walked away. He should have turned and said, hey, I better go water the plants, feed the dog, something, you know.
And so that is something that has brought down more good men than anything else. And so what happened with that, her and David both sinned mighty sin. They were both guilty of the death of her husband, Uriah. And so God brought them both to repentance. I mean, to very, very, you know, they cost them dearly what happened. They had a son together, and the Lord took the son. And so there was a true repentance in both of them. And so God, as he said, took their sins away, as it was in the deepest part of the ocean, his sin, their sins were taken away, not remembered. And so that's where we'll pick it up, because now here...
Well, let me get this right. So Lemuel is referring to Solomon, then, though. Who is the woman that's writing this?
That's his mother. That is Bathsheba.
Solomon's mother, Bathsheba. Okay.
Right. Now, there's only a few places in Scripture, Joe, where women have written passages of Scripture, chapters. You've got in Judges where Deborah has written those. You've got right here where Bathsheba has written. This is Bathsheba. And then, of course, we're going to take a look at Luke with both Elizabeth and Mary. Both have parts of the Scripture they wrote. There's not many places in Scripture that women have written, but this is one of those. So now she says, "My son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows." Now she made a vow to the Lord after he brought her to repentance. And so go ahead and pick it up in verse 3.
"Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways unto that which destroyeth kings."
So she understood from experience, didn't she?
She sure did, yes.
Okay, remember when Nathan came to David, and he told David about that man. David, there was a very wealthy man, very wealthy man. He had all kinds of sheep. And yet when he had people come to visit, he took his neighbor. The neighbor had one sheep, and he took that man's one sheep. And David, when he was king, said, "Surely, who is that man? Surely his life will end today." And Nathan said, "David, you're the king. You're that man." Because David had already had several wives, and then he went and took Uriah, only had one wife.
One wife, right.
Okay. So now she's giving her son some very good advice. She's a much wiser woman now. Go ahead and read verse 4.
"It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink."
She's not talking about all things done in moderation. She's talking about, indulging, getting
right.
Drunk.
Well, they call a wine bibber, somebody that's constantly drinking wine.
Go ahead and read all the way through verse 9.
"Lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink to him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be heavy of hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy."
Okay, you have Hector in Michigan pledges $20. Thank you, Hector. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, very good. Now, here we pick it up where we left off. When he says, "Give strong drink to them that is ready to perish." So he's talking about people that are terminal, aren't
right? Those that are dying, like when we're in hospice, those that are dying. It's like nowadays they use medication.
Okay, let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth of the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. What do you think he means to open your mouth
speak
of the dumb?
For those who can't speak for themselves, who are unable because of poverty, position, or disability.
Kind of sounds like if you're a believer here in America now, or a supporter of our Constitutional Republic.
Okay. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such are appointed
to destruction. In other words, preach to those that are committing sins that will lead them to hell.
Those, right, that's what he's referring to, those that have refused God, huh?
Right.
Okay. Open thy mouth and judge righteously and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? Now, How would that apply today when it comes to of that day? Would it be easier to find a virtuous woman in the society of Solomon's day or today?
Well, you know, I would have said, you know, in Solomon's day, but you go back, there was a lot going on if you read scripture, just like with King David. So I think they said nothing new under the sun. I don't know how much was going on, but things haven't changed much.
Well, I think they have kind of changed a lot, just even through technology.
Right. Well, they have open marriages now and people will live together without being married. But as far as, you know, breaking the law, I'm sure.
Well, in Solomon's day, when people were caught in the act of adultery or fornication, they were stoned. Now, it's not what happens today, is it?
No, no, it's not what happens today.
Okay, so
some of them get praised, and the fans think it's great. I don't know. So,
what did King David say? And in fact, what did a number of the kings say about sodomites? How did they treat
sodomites? Fence them in, don't touch them with your hands, and they were to be destroyed.
They were to be destroyed and burnt where they dropped.
Burnt,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of
touched only with the steel, right?
I don't think they had diversity, equity, inclusion in the days of Solomon.
That's right. They didn't have diversity, equity, inclusion there in Solomon's day.
But what I meant is you go through and you read different Proverbs, and it talks about the women that were the whores, and you see people cheating. I mean, it seemed like every town or something had a woman of ill repute, that because the warning, don't, for the young men, don't stop and don't fall for her temptation. So in a lot of ways, there was a lot of sin going on. Yes, there were penalties, more penalties and things today, but I have a feeling there's still, the scripture talks about it a lot, so there must have been a reason for it then too.
Well, like today, what do they have if you have a number of whores? They call them Hollywood wives, or, you know, what do you call it, wives?
Desperate Housewives.
Wives or something, I don't know. Yeah, they have all kinds of shows of that nature.
The Desperate Housewives, right?
And so here,
or hussies.
Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth satisfy and trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Okay, so let me, you know, as a man married to a virtuous woman, a good wife, the other men notice that. They notice that you have a good wife, and they envy today.
Yes,
because
they do. Yes.
And as we were, I was saying how I was talking about on last night on the program, as we get into here, talking about this wise woman, how she was, she worked, she earned, she took good care of her family, and her husband was blessed by her. And here, because she was such a virtuous woman, he was known and highly respected for having such a wonderful wife. And last night I was saying how I was blessed my whole life to have a mother who fits this description, and then being married for 57 years to a wife that fit that description. And so, and I know you too, Joe, have been blessed to have a wonderful...
A wonderful wife, yes. And I understand, because a lot of people just like, you know, how did you get her? How did you find her? Yeah.
So it says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. This is a woman who's worth more than rubies, right? More than platinum.
Right.
She seeks...
Well,
go ahead.
Scripture said when the two become one, and that's what you and I have both had in the marriage, is you and I have both become one with our wives, one unit that works and functions together for the good of the family, for the good of the whole. And it's very unusual in marriages. I don't see a lot of it where people are really that close. I fortunately know quite a few, but see a lot more that aren't.
Well, absolutely. She is like merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. I mean, she gets up very, very early in the morning, prepares. You know, remember, back in those days, a good part of your day, you know, was just preparing food and getting food. In other words,
getting food was a major undertaking, and yeah, preparation. If you ever, like, out here in the country, we still grind wheat and do different things like that to make our own bread. It involves a lot of time.
Yeah, but in those days, they didn't have a refrigerator. You couldn't walk over to the refrigerator and pull out something to cook up or go to
the...
Didn't have many canned goods either, did they?
Not too many. The can openers were rather dull.
And so a major part of their life was spent making food and clothes, having clothes to wear. All righty, hey folks, listen, guess what? The phone lines have stopped ringing. We gotta hear from you. We really have to hear from you. I gotta tell you this. Our goal is, because how important this election is coming this year, and we can't do it without you. But we're heard across the country, and we need your help in this in a major, major way, folks. We need to be back on some of those stations we went off of no later than September. We have to have at least 60 days to help President Trump win against the Communist Party out there. So, anyhow, the number is 888-281-1110, or go ahead.
888-677-9673.
There you go. Very good. All right, Joe, let's get back to it. She rises also while she is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth vineyards. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. So, she perceives...
Part, in a sense, like having the garden for the family, growing some of the fruits and vegetables, you know, or, you know, whatever in that section, that some of them had vineyards, some had gardens, but it was, she was helping bring in food for the family, not just cooking it, but helping, you know, acquire it.
All right. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for the snow, for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is like silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. So what do you think that means? Her husband's known in the gates when he sits amongst the elders of the land.
Oh, he's an important person in the society, but I did have a question. The clothing of, talking about the householder clothed with scarlet, I can't remember. There was a connection between the heavier clothes and the scarlet, and I can't remember what
basically,
that is.
The emphasis there that her clothes are fit for kings, okay?
Right, okay. So,
all right, we're going to be stopping right here, folks, and while we're going to be playing a clip. While we play this clip, I can't remember which clip was the first clip. Let me see.
Dr. Robert Malone.
Okay, we're going to go listen to Dr. Robert Malone. We played this on here before. About what we've talked so many times about that killer shot, that one that has done so much damage. You certainly don't hear much about that, and yet millions of people, right now there are some that are saying worldwide Over 100 million people have been severely damaged, either killed or severely damaged by the bio-killer COVID shot.
Right, from cancers to heart problems to other unusual things, the list goes quite long.
And the question is anyone going to be, charged with this? Because Fauci and Brex and all of these people that were responsible for this, big pharma, they knew this was going on. Is anyone at all, that's the question, going to be held responsible? So we'll be back right after this.
So I want to now play this piece of tape here. It's 1:26. It is Dr. Deborah Birx with Chris Cuomo, of all people. Yes. It is very important. Play cut 1:26.
What is your opening statement about whether or not the COVID vaccines were effective and whether they are safe?
They were very effective for what they were supposed to be used for, which was prevent severe disease and hospitalization and deaths. Were there issues with the vaccines when you've immunized millions, close to billions of people? Tracking that will give us critical information, because what I love that you had Sean on, and he made the point, a lot of his symptoms are similar to long COVID symptoms. Well, that makes total sense. That happens often with immunizations.
But is the reason because they don't want to know, they being the deep state, big pharma, the government, whatever boogeyman you want to fill in, because the truth is the vaccines didn't really work and there are way more side effects and more people got sick than got better as a result of it?
Well, that's why we need all the people to come forward that have had reactions, because I'm not sure all of them have been reported. Do I think it's millions? No. Could it be thousands? Yes. But there's millions of people with long COVID.
Dr. Malone, she's backpedaling, backtracking. Hold on. First, they said that no one had any issues with it. They want everyone to come forward. They're going to have a lot of people. Dr. Malone, that is an extraordinary clip. These people have blood on their hands.
So, Charlie, it was also almost complete lies. The vaccine was not licensed for prevention of disease. That statement that she just made is a complete fabrication. It is well documented. You can go back to the emergency use authorization. The FDA authorization was for prevention of infection and disease. It had nothing to do with reduction in symptoms or severity of disease. That's just a cover-up lie that's been promoted repeatedly, because it's the only thing that they've been able to fall back on, because the data on prevention of infection and disease is so clearly overwhelming that the product does not work for that. Her statement regarding the number of vaccine injured is also clearly a lie. All one has to do is look at the VAERS reports. And more close to the mark is the recent comment from Ashish Jha, a dean of, I believe it's Brown University School of Medicine, who is the Biden administration's COVID response coordinator, on Fox News, where he recently acknowledged that physicians are afraid to engage patients and even raise the concern that their symptoms post-vaccination may be attributable to the vaccine. He speaks about the history of medicine and this unwillingness of physicians to acknowledge unpleasant truths. And that this has been a historic trend. So Jha seems to be much closer to the mark, but this is part of this, as I said, kind of limited hangout sequential rollout that we're seeing, starting with the New York Times op-ed that's been famously requoted with a very, very modest limited hangout position, acknowledging that there were at least some deaths. That's also been documented. The CDC knew that there were deaths associated with the vaccine in 21. That Birx has no credibility anymore. She has just lied and misrepresented all the way through this.
Well, that is absolutely right. Dr. Malone, stay right there. We have you for another segment, please. Excellent and very important. The truth is coming out, and the truth will set you free. These people have been lying, stealing, cheating, destroying, deceiving. Dr. Burks, I'm telling you, these, Fauci should be in Gitmo, and Burks, there needs to be a very heavy penalty for her for what she did. She pushed this on the people. They kicked people out of the military for not taking this shot. They fired them from being police officers and firefighters.
All right, we're back. You know, one of the things, too, now in the military, they say, well, they're no longer going to force the military to take the COVID shot, but they still have to take all of the other vaccines. Well, guess what they put in the other vaccines?
The same mRNA now.
Yeah.
And all the vaccines, right?
Yeah. And so a number of the military people say, wait a minute, whoa, we know that. We don't want that. But they're forcing them to take that. And it seems like they're purposely trying to get the smartest people in the military to get out. Those that know better, they're purposely.
Yeah. Well, it's always been some of the best militaries always come from the central part of the country. The conservative Christians were the bulwark. And look at the generals, Eisenhower, you go through the different in past, you know, who was great. But I want to add to that clip. Got a quick story from Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit.
Before you go there, let me say Maggie, Illinois pledges 100. Do it. Do it, Aaron. Do it.
888-677-9673. 888-281-1110.
All right. Very good. Go ahead, Joe.
Right. I wanted, because this should help bring in some callers to pledge. World-famous cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough recently revealed startling figures about the immense earnings doctors receive for pushing the COVID-19 injections. He was on with the Tommy T podcast. He claimed that a typical doctor could make an extra, get this, drum roll please, $250,000. If they injected a substantial portion of their patients. Yep. More specifically, if a doctor injected 75% of his or her patients at $250 for each newly injected person, that would end up being $250,000. Now, this revelation was discovered through a leak. Anthem Blue Cross Shield document, a leaked Anthem Blue Cross Shield document. So there you have more and more proof. Many people sold out. I keep saying America's in the shape it's in because our politicians, our people on Wall Street, the military-industrial complex have sold out the nation for filthy lucre's sake. And now it looks like the medical profession, a great number of the doctors sold out their soul, let people die, suffer from cancer, heart problems for filthy lucre's sake. America, we need to be in prayer to God for our sins because we have committed many.
Well, you know, when she said that, well, I don't think it's in the millions, maybe in the thousands, she knew she was lying, didn't she?
She knew she was lying through her teeth.
Yeah, and so here.
And so do we. We've talked to too many doctors and too many people that the VAERS reporting and the deaths. Well, you and I were talking about a lot of the athletes, young people dying playing basketball, sitting at a party on the dance floor. Some of them were on television, on the radio, just died. People at a young age that should have never had problems were dying. We could see it. People saw it in public.
You know, it was really something because we had that one clip of that woman in the Netherlands who was, I think, their surgeon general. She was making a statement promoting the kill shot, and she died right there on the spot.
Talking up the shot.
Right, from the kill shot. Absolutely. It's an amazing thing. All right, very good. Attorney-client privilege out the door with this guy. According to Gateway Pundit, scumbag Michael Cohen plays secret recordings of conversations he had with Trump in the New York courtroom video. Do you remember there used to be a saying about lawyer-client privilege?
It was supposed to be sacred, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be. And they weren't supposed to, you know, indulge. This guy has been caught. Now, listen, it's just like Stormy Daniels. They've been caught lying several times, but they, you know, they don't get charged. So they just bring them back. And when they totally
don't you get disbarred when you violate the attorney-client privilege?
No, only if you're a Republican.
Yeah.
I mean, historically, before all this political prosecution,
that only applies to Republicans, right?
You have to have morals for things to actually.
In a legitimate court, you could be disbarred for
that. Well, you've had
most people resign, or Republicans resign, don't fight. You know, it's just a difference in value system.
How many times have we watched Merrick Garland under oath lie and perjure himself? Time after time.
Over and over and over.
But he refuses to bring charges against himself, huh? Yeah, well, see, there you go.
Yeah, and right. I'm waiting for somebody like that to charge himself. Yeah,
and the same thing with Chris Ray, over and especially with Mariokas. At Mariokas, he may never have told the truth in his entire life. You know, can you imagine trying to find maybe a time when he told the truth about something? To sit there,
at least in public testimony, yeah.
To actually go in there and tell you the border is secure. I listened to him telling us the border was secure. The border was secure. Then he got to the point where they said, you know what, we've been watching millions of people come across the border, so we don't think it's secure. Well, it's almost secure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We do have good news, Pastor. This was from an article today. Just the news, House Committee on Oversight and Accountability Chairman James Comer announced a markup on Monday, today, to consider holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress over his failure to comply with subpoena. So they may actually be doing something. Comer's office said that the House Oversight Committee and House Judiciary Committee had issued subpoenas to Attorney General Garland on February 27th for records including transcripts, notes, video, and audio files related to Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation of President Joe Biden's willful mishandling of classified information.
Well, House Speaker Johnson has done it to us again. You know, we are so tired of being betrayed by, well, we no longer have a Republican and a Democrat. It's called the Uniparty nowadays. And Johnson has been protecting Dirty Jack Smith. He's been protecting him. He has not allowed them to go after. And he's been holding up for Smith, who is totally corrupted, who admitted that he had the FBI. Now think about this. Now listen, what are they charging Joe? What are they charging the legitimate president of the United States with doing? Okay, with those documents at Mar-a-Lago.
Basically.
Yeah, what are they charging him with? It's all a setup.
Taking things that they didn't have the authority to take, top secret documents. It was a violation of some law.
That they sent to him.
Right. They delivered those documents to him. Trump, when he was the president, any time could declassify them. He was the only one that had the power to do that. Now, they sent those documents to him. Right? Now,
right.
What did Jack Smith just recently admit to doing?
Tampering with evidence.
Tampering. They took the documents, they spread them out for a photo op, and they sent them out there, and they were saying, this is the way we found these documents.
Right. And there were little tabs marking, you know, their security codes.
Now, listen to this, because this is brilliant. President Trump had the authority to do what he did with those. He had them under guard by Secret Service agents there.
Mm-hmm.
at Mar-a-Lago. He, President Trump, was the only president or the only person that had the legal authority to declassify whatever, okay, or to have those in his possession. Jack Smith did not have the authority. Jack Smith did exactly what they're charging President Trump with doing. And guess what? Our speaker,
well, he ordered the FBI to do it for him, didn't
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, he told him to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, and so now...
And they were holding those files off-site for, was it weeks or months in
yep.
Virginia before they sent them?
All right. Alan in Oklahoma pledges 100. Thank you, Alan. Do it. Go ahead, do it.
888-281-1110. 888-677-9673.
All righty. Very good. So here
you
now...
You know that today was a very special day for Israel?
Go ahead.
It is the 76th anniversary of Israel's Independence Day. You see, they have a almost a two-day ceremony. It's kind of tied together. They have the Memorial Day, which would have been yesterday, and they have their celebration of their Independence Day, well, actually today, and Independence Day on the 14th this year, their calendar, it's different. So tomorrow is their celebration of independence. Today is their 48-hour period of mourning through the memorial into independence. And what's sad is looking back, in 1948, 76 years ago, Israel today has about almost 10 million people. It's a little shy. But back then, they had 600,000 citizens. That's all. 600,000 citizens. They had this war for independence in 1948. It had very few weapons and was attacked by five Arab armies. They ask how Benjamin Netanyahu, how did they win? And he said, with the heroes of the spirit and of action, with the spirit of our people, that was our secret weapon. We have no other weapon. It's called Yom Hazikaron, Israel's Memorial Day, and it honors all the following soldiers that died preceding it. And I was thinking, 600,000 people total, they were attacked by five armies. I have a feeling God wanted them to become a nation because I don't think I've heard a story that impossible in military history other than this
Six-Day War. The Six-Day War was a miraculous war, too.
Yeah.
Definitely had the Lord's intervention on that.
Mm-hmm. But today, in a, it's interesting, the major media ignores this day of mourning, you know, the Memorial Day, the Independence Day, and here we have to help celebrate. We have President Biden saying, no, if you go into Rafah, if you go in there to try and get rid of the four battalions of the Hamas, if you try and get rid of the leaders, we're not going to give you any weapons. We're withholding top secret information that you would really like to have. It'd be very useful if you don't fight the way, fight the war the way Joe Biden, the military expert of the world, demands that you fight it. It's not his country that's in danger. It's not, well, we had people killed there and still prisoner, but Biden doesn't ever count things like that. I just thought today it's one of those that I would like the people in the audience to take a few minutes out and pray for Israel and remember what they've gone through and look at the courage that they have. Maybe we can find the courage to stop the communist revolution that's going on in our country. We can find the courage to stand up and fight. We don't have to pick up arms and die right now to do it. We just have to go out and stand up for our country, go out and vote, and go out and
run for office.
Be patriotic.
Well, already, well,
and
let me,
win.
I want to go back to this article here. Attorney, client privilege, out the door with this guy. Well,
yeah.
President Trump is back in court today in front of the New York City jury on the ongoing lawfare case where the prosecution has still not defined the criminal act that President Trump has allegedly took part in. I mean, can you imagine this? He's been going through this. They still have not told him what the criminal act is that he's being charged with.
He was supposed to have been informed of what the crime is, what he's being charged with, before the trial. I mean, this is the biggest dog and pony, phony show I have ever heard in my entire life. And you and I have been around a long time, about three quarters of a century. And you couldn't make this. If you wrote a book and put this in a novel or a TV show, nobody would believe it. It is so unbelievable, so impossible, improbable, and yet it is happening because we have such a corrupt Democratic Party, Justice Department. It's just unbelievable that this is happening in the United States of America.
All right. This is the latest lawfare suit against President Trump that was completely derived by Democrats and the Biden regime to interfere with the 2024 election. President Trump is currently leading in the polls in every battleground state. Trump is ahead of Arizona and is ahead in Arizona and Georgia by 10 to 7 points. Trump's former attorney and close confidant, Michael Cohen, is testifying today at the show trial. This guy switches his back and forth what he has to say. He goes on, Cohen has already served time in prison in another Trump prosecution by the communists in deep state. Today in court, Cohen played an audio of a secret recording he took between himself and his client, Donald Trump. Attorney-client privilege is a right for every American except for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, right. He's the exception to the rule, right?
Do it.
888-677-9673, 888-281-1110.
All right.
Please give us a call.
Okay, newly unsealed document. Here's another case revealed lawyer with attorney-client privileges relationship with Trump proposed to act as an undercover informant to Jack Smith's classified docs case. Again, here's another case. According to a newly unsealed defense motion related to search warrants against Waite Nauta, a lawyer with an attorney-client privilege relationship with President Trump, proposed to act as an undercover informant, the special counsel Jack Smith is classified documents case. Recall that Walt Nauta, a former White House employee and Navy veteran who worked valet for President Trump, served as a personal staffer at Mar-a-Lago, was indicted along with President Trump. In other words, they're telling him, look, we're going to squeeze you. The only way that you're going to go free is you got to roll over. You got to betray your president. And according to the motion filed earlier this month, and when they say that, and they'll tell him, here's what you're going to say. You know, the truth has nothing these people. They're totally contrary to the truth. According to the motion filed earlier this month, a lawyer for Trump was enlisted to act as an undercover informant in Jack Smith's classified document case. The affiants hid information about redacted who were acting as political enemies of President Trump, including one attorney who had attorney-client privilege relationship with President Trump, and then proposed to act as an undercover parallel row to be redacted. Just unbelievable the treachery the Democrats have.
Well, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 5, and they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. And they can look at 9:3 in Jeremiah, and they bend their tongues like their bow for lies. They are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. They proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord.
Alrighty. Aaron, you've got an article
like
there. You got
on 3 Georgia.
Minutes. Go ahead, you got 3 minutes.
The Gateway Pundit, Georgia State election board member misrepresents 6,000-plus ballot recount discrepancy, heavily favored Joe Biden. On Tuesday, the Georgia State Election Board heard several election complaints, including the long-anticipated SEB 2023-025 submitted in July 2022. After almost 2 years, investigators for the SEB and Georgia Secretary of State's office presented their findings. The claimants were not permitted to speak during the hearing. That hours-long presentation will be covered in depth in a follow-up article. During the discussion of complaints, however, another reference was made regarding complaint 2021-181, which was based on the risk-limiting audit that Fulton County performed after the 2020 presidential election. This resulted in a heated but limited debate between an SEB member and the complainant. Rossi, a Georgia resident, has been investigating the 2020 presidential election and subsequent elections in the state of Georgia for several years. In September 2021, Rossi submitted evidence to Governor Brian Kemp's office evidencing 36 inconsistencies that contradicted the risk-limiting audit report finding regarding the Fulton County hand count of the 2020 election. Rossi's findings only involved the approximately 148,000 absentee ballots cast in Fulton out of more than 520,000 total ballots cast. The 36 inconsistencies consisted of double and triple counted batches of ballots that accounted for over 6,000 ballots incorrectly counted and reported. Based on the analysis, Rossi stated there would be a net gain of 4,081 votes for President Trump in Fulton County's 148,000 absentee ballots alone if the incorrectly counted Biden votes were removed. Despite overcounting by more than 6,000 ballots, a 4% difference from the machine-counted absentee ballots, the hand count audit somehow matched the machine count, 742 vote difference out of all ballots cast. This has never been explained nor corrected by the Georgia Secretary of State. So it's more fraud. And Rossi stated the numbers did match. You're right, Mr. Chairman. The reason they match is because they included the duplicated counted ballots. The duplicates are over 6,000. The net difference for candidate Biden are 4,081 net absentee ballots counted for candidate Biden over candidate Trump in the hand audit. And that is only a subset of the 527,000 that were looked at. That was only the 148,000 absentee ballots. So those of you that do math, if you do 4,081 and divided by 148,000, that's a 3% error, which would account for roughly 6,000 duplicated, and the net difference being 4,081 for candidate Biden. So that was paraphrased because we're almost out of time. But glory to God, people are fighting for the truth and exposing fraud and irregularities, and that's exactly what we got to keep doing until these are all fixed.
Yeah, we do. We have to, again, as we always say, run to this battle. We really have to do. This is our time. The Lord has raised us up for such a time as this. The very fact that we're here doing this. So we're coming up to a break. And when we come back from the break, we have got another very interesting clip. We're going to show you just how smart Joe Biden is. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.